This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Last week, my area had 6 inches of snow. The day before was fabulous, and a lot of folks were getting out in their gardens, a highlight in this pandemic. People are thinking about adding some sort of manure to their garden beds. Well, that's not a bad idea, unless, of course, it's fresh manure. That's got to be composted first. The heat generated by composting will kill weed seeds and any pathogens that may be in the manure. The compost should heat up to 130 to 140 degrees for at least 5 days, and then left to cure for another couple of months before applying to your home vegetable garden. Creekside Soils offers composted manure. A misconception is that folks think manure is a great fertilizer. It's not. What manure does is condition your soil. It helps sandy soil retain moisture and clay soil drain better. It's also a source of slow-release micro and macronutrients. Never use dog or cat manure. Dog manure can carry worms, and cat manure may contain parasites. There's also a caution against using pig manure. If you plan to use poo, then stick with dairy, sheep, horse, or poultry. A caveat to this whole manure talk is rabbit droppings, which need no composting. Outdoor bunny poo can be applied directly to your garden by you or the bunny, preferably you, since the rabbit would most likely be eating your produce. If you have a pet rabbit, hamster, or guinea pig, don't throw their waste or bedding on your garden until after it's been composted. Check out GardenBite.com for more information and follow Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.